Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 1st, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service announced an addendum to its free file agreement with the tax preparation industry, which provides a free tax prep tier for lower and middle income households. The addendum now bars tax prep companies from engaging in any practice that would exclude their free file offerings from an organic internet search. ProPublica reported last year that Intuit set its robots.txt file on its site to not allow search engines to index its free offering. The addendum will also require tax prep companies to standardize the naming of its free file offering and drops the prohibition on the IRS from developing its own online tax filing system. The Recording Industry Association of America announced that in 2019, streaming music accounted for 80% of the U.S. music market, with over 61 million subscriptions. This compares to 2010, when streaming accounted for just 7% of the market, with 1.5 million subscribers. Physical and digital album sales accounted for 9% of the market each in 2019, down from 52% and 38% of the market in 2010, respectively. The Indian Space Research Organization announced its third planned lunar mission, with plans to launch in 2020. The agency's last lunar mission successfully deployed a lunar orbiter, but failed to place a rover on the moon's south pole due to a hard landing. The third mission will have a similar configuration at less cost than its predecessor. The ISRO also announced its first manned spaceflight mission is making good progress and on pace for a scheduled launch in late 2021. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced it will investigate a fatal December 29th Tesla crash, although the agency did not say if the incident involved Tesla's autopilot system. To date, the agency says that it's launched 12 investigations into crashes involving autopilot, of which three involved fatalities since 2016. U.S. President Trump signed the Bipartisan TRACE Act into law to help prevent robocalls in the U.S. The law requires adoption of the STIR-SHAKEN framework by carriers and that it be provided to customers for free. It also lengthens the statute of limitations on robocall offenses while opening the door for the Department of Justice to prosecute offenders. Finally, it allows the U.S. FCC to formally recommend legislation as part of an annual report on robocall enforcement. And finally, Samsung announced that its upcoming 8K QLED TVs will be certified by the 8K Association. This requires that displays have a minimum resolution of 7,680 by 4,320, a peak 600 nits of brightness, and support for HDMI 2.1 and HEVC. Remember, for discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.